Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, December 9th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Hotter-than-expected economic data drove all three major U.S. indexes down after a turbulent week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 305 points, 0.9%, to close at 33,476. The S&P 500 lost 29 points, almost 0.75%, and the NASDAQ fell about 77 points. That's 0.7%. The losses broke a two-week winning streak for the major indexes. Investors had been hoping that new producer price data would offer evidence that inflation is easing, which in turn could signal the possibility for a smaller interest rate hike at next week's Federal Reserve meeting. But while price increases eased in November, at 7.4%, it wasn't low enough to assure investors. The increase was attributed in part to food prices, which rose 3.3%. That offset a similar drop in energy prices related to the lower cost of gasoline. In individual stocks, one bright spot in the market was entertainment. Netflix shares finished the day up more than 3% after Wells Fargo upgraded its rating on the stock, saying it expects performance to improve next year. Paramount Global, the parent of CBS and Showtime, was up 5%. Meanwhile, yields on government bonds rose, with the yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note climbing to 3.567%. Yields rise when bond prices fall. And Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, fell 0.1% to $76.10 a barrel, extending its losing streak to 7 consecutive sessions. It's the longest since August 2021. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.